You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One in 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. They're odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes. Listen on Audio Boom or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the midweek edition of the Punt Podcast from William Hill. It's a new year, but there's plenty of football still going on. Two big, big games to look forward to in the Premier League this week as well. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the first punt of the new year is the ambassador of winners back again, Lee Phelps.
Yes, thank you very much. I've watched every single second of football over the festive period in the hope that would get a call up. Because I thought, well, Christmas time, usually they'll rest a player here and there, won't they? And they'll bring someone else in. Finally, I'm in. Just before the FA Cup weekend.
Yes, this is your chance to,
yes,
to
shine.
Make an FA Cup appearance.
I could be back for the weekend.
Yeah. FA Cup, of course, Magic of the Cup. We've got all that coming up this weekend. We'll have that on the weekend edition of the podcast. This is going to be a little bit of a truncated version because we've only got two matches to go up, but two very, very exciting matches to look ahead to.
Yeah, definitely. It's just been a bit weird. There was like a nine-match program over the weekend, and then Tottenham played twice in a few days. So, but yeah, tonight's game, Arsenal-Chelsea, is an absolute belter. It's a standout fixture at any time of the year, isn't it? And then another London derby on Thursday, Tottenham versus West Ham. Decent if you're in the capital.
Yeah. What about the rest of the country?
Yeah, well, it's good to watch.
You can watch from afar.
It's fine.
Arsenal against Chelsea, then. That's where we'll start. It is on Wednesday evening, 7:45 p.m. kickoff at the Emirates. Arsenal 19-10, the draw 12-5, and Chelsea are 29-20. Chelsea sitting third in the Premier League, with Arsenal down there in sixth position. But both teams arrive here in good form. Arsenal haven't lost in the Premier League for some time. Well, they lost to Manchester United, but that was start of December, and they've had a pretty good run over Christmas. A few, maybe too many draws in there for some fans' liking. Chelsea as well, pretty similar. They lost to West Ham, which was a bit of a shock, but largely they're going great guns. So yep. It should be quite a tight game. They usually have a pretty similar record head-to-head as well, so I think this could be an absolute belter.
Yeah, it could be, couldn't it? It's interesting because you mentioned there about Arsenal losing to Man United. They've only dropped points at home to Man United and Liverpool. Yeah. And, you know, the loss to Man United conceding three, lost 3-1, and drew with Liverpool 3-3, but, of course, were, 2-0 down inside the hour mark. So the two things that are similar there are that, when the big teams come calling, they don't always get their own way. They did beat Tottenham 2-0, of course, in November, which was one of the standout results. But, that great run that they've been on at home from the start of the season, they had, six, seven straight wins against the likes of Huddersfield, Swansea, Brighton, West Brom, Bournemouth, Leicester, 4-3, the opening day of the season. So they were being accused of being flat track bullies up until that point. Yeah. And then, but I think when they beat Tottenham, it was like, oh, hang on a minute. And then just lately, though, that loss to United, the draw with Liverpool, only beating Newcastle by a single goal to nil, that would give Chelsea some hope. Unfortunately for Chelsea, though, you look at their away form in the Premier League, they beat Huddersfield, they beat West Brom, beat Bournemouth, beat Stoke, beat Leicester, did beat Tottenham on the opening away game of the season, and that's their standout result as well. So it's kind of similar patterns to Chelsea's away form in the Premier League and Arsenal's home form. I think that lends itself to this being, as you say, a tight game. Could be goals in it, though. I mean, this game traditionally does have quite a lot of goals in it. But Wenger's got a good record against Conte as well, which I found interesting. One win from the previous five games, Conte over Wenger, so Arsenal, Chelsea over Arsenal. Of course, that's in the Premier League. FA Cup, of course, FA Cup final, where we all thought that Chelsea would beat Arsenal, and that they reversed that kind of that prediction. So, I think Wenger having got himself into a bit of bother. There'll be maybe a little bit of siege mentality about Arsenal. I think I don't think they're going to roll over in the same way they did against Liverpool early on and against Manchester United. I'm struggling to get away from the draw here, if I'm being honest. Chelsea's first away trip in the Premier League for a little while after those really healthy wins against Brighton and Stoke. I could see a high scoring draw here, like a 2-2. But the score, the score draw, if you like, as we used to call it, match result and both teams to score, draw 3-1, does have plenty of appeal.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from there. Last two meetings between the sides as well this season, if you like, one in the Community Shield. And one in the league, they were both draws as well, 1-1 and 0-0 respectively.
You can see that. I just think that, you know, obviously it's the other thing is it's the end of a long, hard, festive period for both teams, and they've got a tough game to finish on. So I think that can go one of two ways. It can either produce a pretty drab game lacking in any excitement, or because we saw a bit of that on New Year's Day, sorry, when there weren't that many goals early on in the 3 p.m. kickoffs. But I kind of thought that would be the same in the 12:30 game. It didn't turn out that way. It was a 2-2 draw. So you either get that kind of drab, lifeless game, or a game that's full of kind of mistakes and, you know, going for it. And I think Arsenal have to go for it to a certain extent. I mean, like you said at the start, the 6th, 38 points, the 7 points off Chelsea. You know, a win here for Arsenal would close the gap between them and Chelsea and the top four in general. They'd overtake Tottenham before they played on Thursday night. So there's a lot to play for here for Arsenal. I don't think they'd be happy with a draw at all. Chelsea wouldn't mind a draw, but again, for them, they could leapfrog Man United with a win here. So I think both teams will go for it. But I think spoils will be shared in the end. 3-1, both teams to score and a draw.
Expecting a draw out of the Emirates then. On Wednesday evening, let's move on to Thursday night's action. Tottenham take on West Ham as North London meet East London. Tottenham 3-10 or 100-30 on if you prefer in the market. The draw 9-2 and West Ham, big old price there at 10-1. I say big old price there. They've got an okay record against Spurs traditionally as well. And under David Moyes, they seem to have turned the corner. Is 10-1 too big?
Not against this Tottenham side, I don't think. Well, look, it's just too big in a three-horse race. Yes, it probably is too big. If these two teams played each other 10 times, you know, you'd expect West Ham might get a result in one of those. So if that's, you know, in that respect, it probably is a little bit big. But Tottenham are in great form, especially at Wembley at the minute. You know, they had a pretty inauspicious start, didn't they, to their Wembley season bit of losing to Chelsea. Since then, they've won 6 and lost none of the 9 at Wembley. Lost just once in the last 29 home Premier League games, of course, White Hart Lane and Wembley. So they are in very, very good form at their home ground this season. Put 5 past Southampton, 5 past Stoke early in December, 2 past Brighton without reply. And obviously Harry Kane's in just scintillating form, isn't he? Just unbelievable. Yeah, the back-to-back hat-tricks came on as a sub against Swansea, so they gave him a little bit of a rest. Llorente and Ali did the job there for Tottenham. I think they'll just be too hot to handle for West Ham, even though they are starting to show signs of some kind of recovery. The 3-3 draw with Bournemouth, good point, but you'd think you take a seventh minute lead, you're losing by the hour, you're winning in the 89th minute, and then you still concede to draw 3-3. Obviously the result against West Brom was brilliant, and Carroll getting his 2 goals for the year in that match. So he won't score again, will he, now for the rest of 2018?
That is the first time he scored this season, isn't it?
So you wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get many more. Look, I think Tottenham would just be too strong. And you've got to have Kane in your mind as well, haven't you? You know, not just because of those two hat tricks, but he's scored 7 in his last 6 against West Ham, including 3 braces in that time. So you wouldn't. That you just highlighted that enhanced that your odds bet there. Both teams to score, Harry Kane to score, and Tottenham most corners in each half, 7-2.
How about this for your odds as well? Just throw a little pound at it, however. Harry Kane to score a perfect hat trick. He's got back-to-back hat tricks coming into this. Only needs left foot, right foot, and a header, and you've got a 40-1.
40-1. That's a nice bet, isn't it? It's a nice bet to have. Just a bit of a fun bet, having a couple of quid on that. There's some really nice ones, but I think Harry Kane does. It has to be in your thoughts around this. You can't be backing at 1-2 to score any time in the game. 19-10 for 2 or more. scoring hat-tricks for fun, scored two or more against that bet would have landed in the last in those games against West Ham. He scored three braces. I'll tell you one little interesting thing. You remember that run of him scoring in all those London derbies?
Yes.
So he scored 17 in 16 London derbies. He scored just three in his last nine now.
Nice.
Failing to score on seven occasions.
Due a goal then, isn't he?
Yeah, so he's due one. And obviously that, you know, his last game at home at Wembley was the 5-2 win against Southampton when he bagged three there, scored the first goal as well. So, you know, Harry Kane to score first, 2-1, two or more, he's 19-10, a hat-trick, 15-2. They're short, aren't they?
Yeah.
But, you know.
He's scoring for absolute fun though, isn't he? Yeah. And he, of course, broke the record that nobody knew about.
The calendar year one?
Yeah.
No one cares about that.
Nobody's ever mentioned that before.
The calendar year. I mean, when did the calendar year become a thing in football?
It's just because he's an English player that's done it, I suppose. But
So I wonder if
it is a phenomenal feat, by the way, to score more in a calendar year than both Messi and Ronaldo. Because they've just been destroyed.
When you saw that list on, I saw the list on Twitter of, you know, of the players, and it's just like, wow. I mean, he was above some incredible players in world football. And you kind of forget that, you know, how well he's done. I was going to have a look for see if there's like a I'd like to, you know, over kind of 3.5 goals in the match with Kane to get a couple would be nice. I mean, I know they're related because he's going to have to get the goals anyway, but yeah, I mean, if you're looking at a Kane bet, there's one there. Kane to score first in the first 15 minutes is 6-1. I mean, it took 22 minutes to get that first goal in the 5-2 win over Southampton. But yeah, there's a few. If you ever look through the hashtag your odds bets on the website or on the app, or you can pick your own, of course. Just tweet your bet with hashtag your odds to at William Hill, and they'll price it up if you fancy one. Tottenham to win, Harry Kane to score first, each team over three corners in each half. That's ambitious. 225-1.
It's an ambitious price though, so you get away with it.
Yeah, but if you like Kane to score four, I mean that'd be a decent one. You can have a hat trick, can't you, or two or more? But Kane to score exactly four goals, I quite like that one. I might send that one in myself.
Yeah, and just explain how you do it again, just in case anybody didn't catch.
Hashtag your odds on a tweet with your bet. Send it to at William Hill, and they do the rest.
They do the rest. Take it from there.
There's one other stat about goals in this. The last seven meetings between these two sides, with Spurs as the home side, produced 29 goals. That's an average of over four per game. So the old four means more. It's probably worth a look as well. That's when you have a bet on any of the major markets in the match. So the outrights, correct score, both teams to score, match result and both teams to score. If there are four or more goals in the match, you get a little bit of a win bonus on top of your winnings.
Yeah, over 4.5 goals as well, by the way. If you just want to back that, that's 130.
Yeah.
Could see goals here, couldn't you? Certainly.
Over 3.5, 11-8. That's not, you know, it's not beyond the realms of possibility the way Spurs have been rattling them in, is it? You know, obviously only two at Swansea, but, you know, seven in the game against Southampton, three at Burnley. There were five in the defeat to Man City. Scored two against Brighton. So, yeah, six in the game against Stoke. A few bets in there. I think the Q2 drab nil nils, but I predict quite a lot of goals over the two nights.
Yeah,
I think there could be eight goals spread across two nights here.
In terms of match result, you think Spurs will win?
Yeah,
yeah. Tottenham and both teams to score is 15-8.
Yeah, decent. West Ham have been starting to score, haven't they? Yeah, Tottenham don't keep that many clean sheets. Did against Brighton, as it's at home, against Palace, against Bournemouth, against Swansea. So maybe against the weaker teams in the division, they do. But they've conceded to Burnley, Liverpool, West Brom, Stoke and Southampton. And West Ham, you know, if you look at their Premier League form, the last three games, they've scored at City, three at Stoke, three at Bournemouth. So, you know, they are starting to pick up. Well capable of scoring. I love that bet. You know, it's becoming more and more popular. I know on there was quite a lot of fear in the bookmaking world on Boxing Day about all those favourites winning. Luckily for the bookmakers, Man United did them a massive favour. But they fear the both teams to score as much now. I mean, because obviously you're getting such big prices about a favourite winning, but the other team scoring, that if you can land, you know, a treble or a four-timer on those, and you're going to take quite a bit of cash. The difference, I mean, for a goal for West Ham, who can score, the difference between the prices, 130 on and 15-8, it's
absolute.
It's so tempting, Mark, isn't it? You know, all you need is a double to land like that. You know, you go Tottenham 15-8, and Arsenal, you know, for instance, I mean, not as easy, obviously, you know, or the draws I put up, you know, you're looking at nearly 11-1 for that, so. Decent little double.
Yeah, like it. Best bet of all that, or strongest fancy, is it just goals? Goals, goals, goals?
Yeah, I do like that Kane, two or more at 19 to 10, I must admit. But yeah, I do like the goals bets. I'll go Kane, two or more, 19 to 10 is my favourite bet.
All right, should be a superb couple of days of football. Thank you very much, Lee. Good luck and enjoy it.
Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.